Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Tape number 194, 10 Practical Suggestions on Prayer. First, pray immediately upon arising. In what better way can we begin the new day than by thanking God for His protection and care during the night, and by asking His guidance and help during the coming day? A prayer at the beginning of the day will be a kind of insulation against evil throughout the entire day. Second, pray before every meal. God has provided for our every need in such a bountiful manner. Surely the least we can do is to express our gratitude as we sit down to enjoy each meal. In this connection, please read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. In these days when we eat so many meals in crowded public restaurants, a few moments of silent prayer must often serve for the audible prayer, which we pray around our tables at home. Third, pray at set times. The ancient Jews and others found it helpful to reserve certain periods of the day for prayer, and we may find it helpful too. These regular times serve as reminders and help to keep the busy, onrushing world from crowding out our periods of communion with God. One woman finds her dishwashing time an excellent time for real prayer. Four, pray at odd times, whenever you feel the desire. The real Christian will often find cause to pray while driving his car, working at his desk, while waiting for a friend, or doing a host of other things. When the desire comes, pray. The prayer need not be long, perhaps only a sentence or two. It need not be spoken aloud, for God can hear silent prayers too. Five, pray immediately before retiring. After the cares and toils of the day, the child of God especially needs to talk with his Heavenly Father. Perhaps there are blunders and mistakes to be confessed, sins to be forgiven. Surely there is gratitude to be expressed for the blessings of the day. And two, the rest in sleep will be sweeter if we've committed ourselves to the Lord's loving care. Six, pray on your knees when possible. The Scriptures contain no rigid commands concerning the physical posture to be taken while praying. Nevertheless, some postures, such as the bowed head or closed eyes and the bent knee, are more conducive to effective prayer. 7. Pray aloud. Normally, our prayers should be spoken audibly. There's something about praying out loud that makes the prayer more real. We are really talking to our Heavenly Father. That which comes from our lips and through our speech organs is more a part of us than that which exists in the mind alone. 8. Pray silently. There are many situations in which an audible prayer would be hardly possible, in a crowded restaurant, or on a bus or plane, for example. In these situations, let's avail ourselves of the privilege of silent prayer. Evidently, this is what Hannah was doing when Eli the priest beheld her lips moving, but heard no sound. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. 9. Pray simply and naturally. Prayers are not to be measured by their elegance. They are to be simple, heartfelt petitions from the children of God to their Father. Christ condemned the hypocrites for their much speaking and their vain repetitions and their praying to be seen of men. Matthew 6, verses 5 through 8. And last, pray fervently. James says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." James 5, verse 16. Christ commended the importunate widow in Luke 18 for her persistence, and we must feel deeply the things we say to God, and must say them earnestly, fervently, and in full faith.
The message you have just heard was